All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we are back with more Married with Children. Hope you guys haven't been enjoying the Married with Children we've been posting, and yeah, we're getting back to it. I know you guys like it. This is primarily a BitChute thing, but, you know, it's on MGTOW.TV. I don't know what's going on with that platform, but hopefully it'll stay up, and BitChute, they're struggling. Donate. I am. So go ahead. Let's keep this platform going. You guys get more Married with Children in our commentary, whether you like it or not. Also, we're almost done with this season.
Yeah.
So if you guys want to see the antics of season two, stay tuned or donate so that the platform keeps going. Because if you stay tuned, yeah, and it's gone, not going to be good. So much for that magazine.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Al. Glad I caught you before you left for work. I need a ride home tonight.
Well, why can't Marcy take you? Saddle in the shop?
Marcy needs the car tonight for a women's group meeting.
What do they do? All pile in and look for men to run over?
Room for one more?
What do you say, Al?
Sure, why not? Meet me at the store. Oh, wait a second, Steve, I can't. No, I'm coming home late. I'm playing poker tonight.
Oh, gee, Al, that's great. Another night I don't get to go out and do anything. Thank you, honey.
Oh, honey, you don't want to go out on Friday night. Everyone and his wife is out on Friday.
Well, if it's okay with you, I don't mind tagging along. Since we moved in, I haven't met a lot of guys in the neighborhood besides you. And might be nice to meet somebody besides you.
And you might pick up a few pointers watching the old master play.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you ask the old master about the time they picked him so clean he had to push the old car home?
Now, I was off my game that night. I was nervous. I couldn't concentrate on my cards. What would you being in the hospital having butt and all?
That's awesome.
This time I have a goal.
Oh,
see,
yeah.
All the money that I make is going to go towards that fishing rod and reel. You ought to see it, Steve. Hey, give me the catalog.
I'm reading it, Al.
You can't even look at it.
See, it's great, Steve, and it's only $275.
Al, this is none of my business or anything, but if you really want something, I found the best way to get it is through saving. At the bank, we have a little saying. If you want to save money, save money.
Thank you, Steve.
That's a good...
Is that all?
That's a good...
except the automated ones.
No, I mean, it's simple. You want to save money? Save money.
Or do you want to eat? That's what it is now, then.
Yeah, pretty much.
I know how to make money grow. Give me $5, and I can find opportunities that other people miss with hundreds.
Yeah, give Al $5, and you just cashed his paycheck.
Yeah, anybody been to Gus's diner lately?
The new waitress.
Yeah, like, what is she, man, like 25?
Yeah, it's a great age. Just before their butts start to sag and they start wearing Reeboks.
Oh, but you can't talk about stuff like that. They call you pedophile. Oh, you can't go with these 25-year-old, 24-year-old girls. No, they're doing it now. They're doing it. No, they're doing it now. I've seen it.
Tell them 25 is legal age.
They saying under. They said under 25, 25, 24, stuff like that. Oh yeah. Ah!
I like Connie Mack too, but neither one have any place in this conversation. Now, for the perfect woman, let's start out with the legs.
Catherine Bach. I'd say Tina Turner.
A little too muscular for me. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Okay, let's talk. Tush.
Sigourney Weaver.
Nope, monster touched it.
Yeah. He used to be in the Saturday Night Live.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
No, Jamie Lee Curtis.
It's Hooter time.
There was a time she was hot. Now she looks like an old lady.
Young Bridget Bardot.
Now that's our perfect woman.
Nope, gotta have a brain.
What? It's like, what? For what? Vanna White.
Yeah.
Vanna White, fucking agent.
Oh yeah, she been flipping letters since I was a baby.
Yeah.
EJ's got his 10 and both queens are gone. No way he's got that third 10.
Hey, cool. Say hi to the third 10 now.
See, that's what guys still discuss. Even in Drex's server, we talk about that shit. It hasn't changed.
Thanks a lot, pal.
Oh, come on. I can't believe you are losing to these guys. I've only been watching for an hour. I got the whole rhythm of the game down.
What rhythm?
It's pretty obvious. Look, you take Russ. Whenever he's got a bad hand, he shuffles his whole card as if he thinks it's going to change. Whenever Barney bluffs, he taps his chips. Dead giveaway. Norris, he never bluffs. He won't stay in the game unless he's got three of a kind. And you, Al, you stink.
Gee, Steve, you're a real Cincinnati kid. I think he walked home after a game, too. If we're set suckers, why don't you sit in?
Oh, no. I just cashed my paycheck, and I give that money to Marcy. The mortgage is due Monday. Besides, I don't gamble.
Steve, we're married men. We all gamble.
Yep. What did he say? Bridget Monahan?
Bardot. She's a. I want to say she's an older movie actress.
Oh, shit! God damn!
The ballet. Gotta take Norris along.
She hit the wall so hard, but god damn, was she gorgeous.
Yeah. She
got her change wrong. Thank God our club president had enough nerve to complain and get her fired. What are you doing?
Oh,
his fishing rod this morning. So when he comes in broke from poker, I like to leave it out. You know, just to remind him of yet another thing he'll never get.
I hope we get home soon. Steve and I usually go over our budget tonight. It's getting late. Maybe we should call.
We can't. Al says there's no phone there.
Well, I'm glad Steve's out having a good time. I know he doesn't gamble or anything, but it's good that he's out there trying to meet new people. Maybe he'll invite some of the guys over to our house.
Oh, yeah. That would make for quite a stimulating evening. I wonder which one he'll bring home. Let's see. There's Norris, who can make obscene sounds with his armpit. He is naturally a welcome guest at any occasion. Oh, and then there's Barney, the man no deodorant could tame. And if you're really lucky, you'll get Russ the Invincible. He hasn't met a toilet yet he couldn't overflow.
Poor Steve.
Yeah, these guys are a real bunch of losers.
Well, then Steve will just have to find some friends elsewhere. Because if there's one thing my Steve is, it's a winner.
Are you okay? Come on, Steve, you had a good time, you met some good people, and you lost $300 to a good friend.
Damn!
I can't believe I lost my share of the mortgage payment. What am I going to tell Marcy?
Steve, you're a man. Lie like a dog. Tell her you got mugged. You got jumped by four guys, I fought off three, but the little guy beat you silly and took your money.
There you go.
You're enjoying this, aren't you, Al?
Well, you're the one had the rhythm of the game. Was it my fault you couldn't stop mouthing your whole card?
I gotta tell her the truth. I got no choice.
Well, I wouldn't.
I have to. She's gonna ask.
Here's what I do. I walk in the door before Peg can say a word, which means I gotta be quick. I tell her how great she looks. Then if it's real rough, I grit my teeth and throw her a quick one. She's so grateful she forgets what she's gonna ask me, and even if she says something later on, I'm asleep.
Can't do it. Our relationship is based on honesty.
And the buns of Mel Gibson.
Oh, there we go.
That is our perfect man.
Oh, wait, we need a brain.
Why? It's a man. Hi, honey.
Steve, I was worried about you. Did you have a good time?
You know, kinda, you know, considering.
Oh, well, I'm sure it was hard on you, being the only one there with the strength not to gamble.
Marcy? I have to tell you something. You look beautiful. More beautiful than I've ever seen you.
Oh, Steve.
Your lips are like wine, and I want to get drunk tonight. Badly.
Yeah.
Steve, we need to finish our budget.
Damn the budget, a man has needs.
There you go.
Has all this talk done something for you, Al?
Yeah. I'm thirsty. Get me a beer.
Oh, Al. So, how'd you do tonight? Lose as usual?
Yeah.
Oh, darn. Now you won't be able to buy that beautiful fishing pole you wanted.
When will I ever learn?
No. Look, you don't seem to understand me. I want something that goes with this dress.
A bubbling cauldron?
You got a lot of nerve.
I need it to get this close to your feet.
You got her shoe.
Hi, Al.
Hi, Steve. How's it going? Hey, did Marcy ever bring up the budget again?
Yes, Al, she did. And every time she did, I told her how beautiful she looked. And showed her. I showed her till 8 o'clock this morning. She's out cold, and I don't remember how I got here.
And it worked.
Yeah, but I'm afraid it'll never work again, Al. But I gotta ask you for a big favor.
Whoa, Steve, I can't. She's your wife. I don't like touching mine.
Al, I know this is something that isn't normally done, but I was wondering if you could kind of give me my money back.
Wait a second. This is over the line.
Okay, how about this? Just loan it to me. You're just gonna take it back to the poker game next week and lose it because you stink.
I stink? I tell you what we'll do, Steve. You're real good with money. You know how to invest it and make it grow. How much was it you said you needed to find those opportunities other people miss?
$300, Al.
No, it was $5, Steve.
Oh.
Make it grow, buddy.
Make it grow.
This is how you treat me. This is how you treat a neighbor. This is how you treat a man who calls you friend.
Yes, it is, Steve.
Hand me the $5. Okay. I need a plan. Let's see. I work in a bank. If I took a quarter out of every quarter roll.
Why don't you do this, Steve? Why don't you go home, wake up Marcy.
That's illegal shit.
I lost all my money. I screwed up. I'm sorry. And what's for dinner? That's what being a man's all about, Steve. Making mistakes and not caring.
Yeah.
He's right.
Excuse me. Could you spare some change for a decent meal? Thank you.
Hey, wait a minute.
Thanks a lot.
Sure.
Well, Steve, you're a real decent guy. You're about as sharp as a bag of wet hair, but you're a decent guy.
You know, Al, that $5 wasn't going to do anything for me, but it'll do a lot of good for him.
Hey, buy him a hooker.
Something good. Something good will always happen to you in return. You'll see, Al. You'll see.
Steve, it's been real nice having you here all day. As the hostess here, I guess it's up to me to ask. What are you doing here?
Waiting for something good to happen? And it will, too. I walked around most of the morning. Nothing good happened. But I know that when Al gets home, something good is going to happen.
Well, that'll be a first. You know, I haven't seen Marcy all day. She okay?
Sure, I did all the work. Fine. Marcy decided to sleep in today, and me, I'm happy as a duck in orange sauce.
Oh, Marcy's light just came on. She must be up.
Peg, listen very carefully to me.
I lost my paycheck to Al in the poker game.
That baboon is sitting on $300.
I'm gonna have to tell Marcy. It's the right thing to do.
Yeah, you go tell Marcy and then bring her over here. Al will be home soon, and believe me, you'll get your money back. I'll see to that.
Really? Oh, thank you, Peggy. Thank you. See, I knew something good was gonna happen.
So, you lost again at poker, huh, Al? So. I can buy a new bra when we can afford it, huh, Al? Enjoy Daddy's dinner.
Hey, what's for supper?
Filthy pig. Al, Steve told me that you won his money in the poker game. You cannot keep the money.
Where did this rule come from? When I lose, I lose. You don't play cards and then sit down and when it's finished you say, hey, 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 give me my money back. That's not fun. If that's the way it worked, I may as well stay home with you.
You know, it's bad enough that you lied to me about winning the money. But Al, these are the only friends I've got. I like having people to talk to. You know, people that will come over to the house even though you're here. That makes them special, Al. Now I want you to give him back his money. From me.
I can't. I spent it.
Oh, Al, you are the lowest. Now, what did you waste that money on?
No.
I got you this.
Oh, Al. It's beautiful. I love it. Oh, honey, I don't deserve this.
I felt kind of bad about not ever getting anything.
Oh, you are the sweetest. Upstairs and try this on, and then I'll come make you a nice juicy steak just like the dog had.
Do what?
$275. Hank, I'll be down in the basement.
Okay, honey. You better get that money back.
All taken care of.
Oh man. So that's another episode of Married with Children.
Oh, yeah.
And I hope you guys enjoyed it. More are coming. Remember, support BitChute. They're not doing so well. There's a lot of people that don't want you to see this content. And they suck. So support, and hopefully we'll be able to continue doing this for another year or more. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I will be out for Grimm's Red TV with Married with Children.